Hello. How are you all today? I just want to start by saying thank you for giving me this opportunity. I know you're looking for somebody, something, which can symbolise Easter. A character which, when you see it, you think straight away, that's Easter. So let me tell you about the Easter rabbit. Or bunny. I'm flexible. I symbolise spring, the birth of new life, and the kids love me. I am, to quote one of them, Cuddly Woodly. As you can see from my CV, I've spent a long time working in the cutthroat world of cosmetics. Over the past 5 years, in fact, I've had some of the finest shampoos on the market squirted into my eyes. So I really do know about hard graft. Recently, I've also been working at the local greyhound track, and I've never been caught by the dogs, not once. But you don't just need a Easter figurehead, you need an Easter gimmick. The kids love chocolate, right? And also, we do have a bit of an obesity problem in this country. The answer? At Easter, we give our kids chocolate-covered fruit. Low-fat chocolate, of course. Think about it. We start off with your basic chocolate-covered banana, and we go all the way up to your more fancy chocolate-covered pineapple. Okay, I can see you're not impressed by that idea, but it can be adapted. I'm flexible. Chocolate-covered vegetables, candy-coated vitamin C shots. What do you think? Well, your idea is okay, but I'm not sure how appetizing a chocolate-covered egg would be to a kid. You mean just hollow chocolate in the shape of an egg? So what you're saying is we just give them chocolate? Yeah, that kind of goes against my original idea about fighting obesity. Also, I'm not sure what the eggs have to do with anything. You see, I'm a rabbit. I eat lots of fruit and vegetables, so that made sense. I rarely, if ever, eat eggs. And you do know I'm a mammal, right? We give birth to live young. We don't lay eggs. I'm just a bit scared that we're going to confuse kids. A lot of them don't understand biology, and the idea of rabbits laying eggs, that ain't gonna help anything. Okay, look, please. I know this interview hasn't gone well as I'd hoped, but I really, really need this job. Money has been a bit tight, and my wife has told me if I don't get the position to not come home. We used to be so close, and we were always doing it like rabbits. But now she barely talks to me, and I guess she resents having to bring up our 45 children by herself. I also think she's been seeing the Energizer Bunny behind my back. That bastard. Look, there are only so many jobs a rabbit can do. I've already been tested for cosmetics and been chased by the greyhounds, so if this doesn't work out, my only other option is to become a pair of giant novelty slippers. Please, just give me a chance. If it helps, I'm really flexible in my working hours, which is handy, because I know you're planning on moving Easter around the calendar a lot. Well, thank you anyway. My phone number is on the CV. Like I said, I'm flexible. Thank you.